You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live a victorious life by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday lives. Today, Kurt Owen will be continuing his teaching from the Bible on how we can learn to actually hear from God accurately. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. I want to get into something today that I did not understand when I first got saved about the Word of God. We've been talking about how to hear from God, and we're talking about how the Word of God is our safety net. So whether the other things we've talked about, whether it's audibly, whether it's angels, whether it's visions or dreams, whether it's man, whether it's the inward voice, circumstances, whatever it is, everything should be checked out by the written Word of God. And I did not understand that at first, and people would say stuff, don't be moved by what you feel, only be moved by the Word of God. I've said basically something like that to you already. And I would think that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard because my feelings are reality. But I began to find out that the Word was more real than anything else. You know, when Jesus, and I don't have time to get into this, but let me tell you about how sure the Word of God is. That when Jesus was on the earth, he kept referring to himself in the Word. He even told people, search the Scriptures because they are they which testify of me. That's how sure the written Word of God is. Furthermore, when Jesus dealt with the devil on the mountain of temptation, the way that he dealt with him was, it is written. This is how certain the Word of God is, the written Word of God. Now think about it. If you're standing there and you're Jesus and the devil comes up talking smack and he's like, if you're this, if you're all that in a bag of chips, why don't you do this? I mean, I have to be honest, if it was me, I would have said, you need to step off, Jack. I created you. I'll blow you. I'll incinerate you. I'll turn you into atoms. But that's not what he did. What he did was he stuck with the most powerful thing that exists, and it is written. And if the Son of the Living God is going to have to do it that way, the Word made flesh is going to have to do it that way, you're going to have to do it that way. And if he put an emphasis on the Word of God like that, you're going to have to put an emphasis on the Word of God like that. He emphasized the Word above his feelings. You will too. You're going to have to emphasize the Word of God over anything you see, feel, and touch. Now, there's something else I want to show you. Here in 2 Peter, and this is in verse chapter 1, verse 16. Now, he says, for we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from excellent glory, saying, this is my beloved Son, I am well pleased. And we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. Now, you need to go back and look this up, but this would have been a pretty wild day. Peter, James, and John and Jesus are up on the mountain. They're praying. And then all of a sudden, his clothes turns white. Now, that would freak you out. I mean, your boss, his clothes just turn white. Then you look up and you see him talking to two heroes of your faith. You see him talking to Moses, the lawgiver. You talk him to Elijah, the one that every time there's a Passover, you set a chair for him for him to come and stuff. My goodness. And it's not just that they're there, it's the way they're speaking to your boss. You know, they weren't just saying, well, Jesus, how you doing, old buddy? They were like, my Lord, my God. There was absolute reverence, absolute honor coming from these two pillars of your faith. So not only you, your boss glowing, he's seeing these two pillars, you're seeing these two pillars of your faith, and then a cloud of glory appears. And the voice comes out of it, and you know it's God. Now, this would shake you up, because anytime this cloud of glory has appeared, you learned this in Sabbath school, back in synagogue. When this cloud of glory appears, it shakes things up. People die. You never know what's going to happen. Think about how this would affect you. How it would affect your feelings. How it would affect what you were seeing, feeling, and touching. You have goose pimples on top of goose pimples. And then Peter makes this statement. He says in verse 19, "And we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed, which shines in a dark place until a light dawns and a day star, morning star rises in your hearts." Now here in 19, in most Bibles, there's a footnote. I'm reading out of the New King James Version. There's a footnote here. And it says, instead of having the prophetic word confirmed, this is literally what it means. We have the more sure prophetic word. In other words, Peter is saying, this written word was more sure than my experience. It was more sure than what I felt. More sure than what I saw. That this word, written word, is more sure than my experience. And he says, which you do well to heed. That you should be paying attention to that. He's pointing them to the thing that they should be paying attention to. Not his experience, but the written word of God. This is the reason that when Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and he preached, he talked about this is what was written in the prophet Joel. Not just what Jesus told us was coming. But this is what the written word of God says. This is when they prayed, they lifted up the written word of God. This is when God, when Peter would talk about who Jesus was, he would point back to the scriptures. Paul did the exact same thing. It wasn't just the personal relationship with the word of God. It was remember what the word of God says. The written word of God, because this is the more sure word, more sure than the cloud of glory, more sure than the voice from heaven, more sure than your boss glowing, more sure than your goose pimples on top of goose pimples, was this written word of God, the prophetic word, the more sure word. And you have this word in the Bible. And if you don't have a Bible, write Curdoan Ministries. Connect at curdoan.com and we'll send you a free Bible. Because we won't want you to believe it because we said it. We want you to believe it because the Word says it. But I'm telling you, if you want to hear from God, you've got to know what the Word of God says. Because God is going to speak to you about some specifics. God is going to speak to you. We're going to teach you how to recognize His voice. But if it's ever an angel, if it's ever an audible voice, if it's ever a circumstance, if it's ever a man, I don't care any of these things. If it's an inward voice, all of them will line up to this is the written word of God. And if it doesn't, you need to throw it away. You need to let it go. You need to set it aside. Because this word is God speaking to you. It is the safety net. It is how you can recognize what is God and what is not. You need the written word of God. Stay tuned for this important announcement. Hello, I'm Curt Owen. I'm going to ask you to do something today. I'm going to ask you to pray about becoming a partner with us in this ministry or sending in a one-time gift. It doesn't matter what the amount is. It's really, giving is based on percentage, not necessarily on actual value. Because if you were to mail in $100,000 today, and yet you're a billionaire, that's really not much. On the other side of it, if you only have $10 and you send in $10, you gave more than the $100,000. So we're not necessarily talking about amounts. We're talking about, if this has been a blessing to you, I'm asking you to make it possible for us to continue doing this. And not just putting these broadcasts on the air, because these do cost money, but also, if you've noticed, we give away all our materials for free. If you go on the website, pretty much everything is free. There is a store, but if you don't have the money, we will give it to you. Wherever we go out and preaching in churches, it is absolutely free. We don't ask them for anything. The pastors that have been hurting across the United States, by your giving, you make it possible for us to go to a church that might only have 10 people, but they're hurting people. and that we don't have to worry about the expenses because you help us cover those. But if you would like to be a part of this ministry, I'm asking you to give. And here, I want to share this with you, and I believe we've shared a little bit from Galatians before. In verse 6, let him that is taught the word share in all good things with him that teaches. Here, let me just say this. If you don't think I'm teaching the word, don't give a thing. Not a thing. But if I am teaching the word, if you believe that I'm teaching the word, if you believe that that we are putting forth the word in a way that people can understand and walk in, then I'm asking you today to give. If you are taught the word, all I'm asking you to do is be obedient to the word of God and share in all good things with us that are teaching it. That's all. And again, this is no hard sell. Whether you give or not, we'll still send you free materials. Whether you, most, in fact, a lot of times, people that we give materials to, they don't send in anything. But you will make it possible for us to do that. You know, we've just been on some missions trips. Those missions trips, really, the offerings, sometimes we don't even receive them, but those offerings really rarely cover more than 10% of the actual cost of the trip. But you can make that possible. So that when you arrive into heaven, that there'll be multitudes of people to greet you there, to thank you. But beyond that, and by the way, when we help a minister, we're not just helping that minister. You're not just helping that minister. You're helping everybody that minister will ever come into contact with. That becomes part of your fruit in heaven. And listen, but I would lay hold of my harvest off of the seed that you're sowing. Because the very next verse is, I know it's normally ministered negatively, but it's positive. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that will he also reap. I believe if you sow this, you'll reap it. I believe if you sow this, that you, God will increase your resources. In fact, I'm going to pray that here in just a second. Because if you're willing to give into this ministry, I want God to give you as much money as possible. Because I want you to be able to cause us to go on more radio stations, cause us to help more ministers and people around the world, but also so that you are taken care of, so that you can be a light for the gospel. Let me pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, each one of these that gives, Lord, I'm asking you to bless them and enrich them. I'm asking, Lord, to do exactly what your word says here, that they will reap what they are sowing, that they will reap finances into their lives, but they will also reap answers, and they will reap the fruit of every person that this offering empowers us to minister to. Lord, lay this fruit to their account. Lord, I thank you that you will do that. And Lord, I thank you whatever their needs are in their lives, spirit, soul, body, and financially and socially, that you help them with this. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you'd like to be a part of that prayer, I'm asking you go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and I'm asking you to go ahead, and there's a button there that says donate. Whether it's a one-time gift or you want to become a monthly partner, I ask you to go ahead and do that now. Again, the donate button at KurtOwen.com. If you'd like to mail in a check, you can do that at Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, number 185, Port St. Lucie, Florida. Lucie, L-U-C-I-E, Florida, 34987. And if you missed any of this or any of the broadcast, you can go to KurtOwen.com and you can get the information if you'd like to mail in something. Thank you so much for being a part of this. We love you and thank you for becoming a partner.
God Almighty is excited about you hearing Him to help you stay successful in your life. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Hearing from God conference. To receive your free download, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Be sure to join Kurt Owen every weekday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. for a continuation of this dynamic message, How to Hear from God Accurately. Remember, Jesus is risen, and victory is assured.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics.